My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday night at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can also learn about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. And Elena, did you go as a debt ceilinger, a malfunctioning Obamacare exchange site? What did you go as?
Actually, I tried trick-or-treating at the White House. And I got there, and the president said, you know, if you like the candy you have, you can keep the candy you have. But it turns out I couldn't keep the candy I had. So he gave me a toothbrush instead.
You didn't have the right candy.
Apparently my candy did not have enough benefits in it or something.
I guess not. Wow. Talk about how you'd expect the rollout to go. I'm sure there were some people who thought there might be problems related to what we're seeing now. Some certainly predicted the loss of the coverage, but in terms of the website and everything else, wow.
Well, we'll see. Some people who didn't want it to go into place at all may have their wish someday. So we'll see.
Could be.
So anyway, and the NSA's been listening all over the world like crazy. I hear they're listening to the Pope now.
Even the Pope, yeah, you know, yeah. And this has been like the most kind of out front public Pope, just kind of talking off the cuff leader that we've seen certainly in the modern age. So I'm not sure what else they're going to find out. But man, if you're looking for a PR win after the Obamacare rollout, spying on the Pope is not probably the way to get that.
Well, he's infallible, so maybe you could get some good, you know, factual information. Maybe if he's infallible, he could fix the website.
I was just going to say, does he know anything about IT?
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, the Capitol Steps, of course, predicted this. And
as usual.
Have a song about it. This is actually a song that we did a little while when the scandal first broke. And it's held up real well. We thought we'd be doing it for about 2 weeks, and it's turned out that the scandal has gone on and on and on.
Yeah, this is the one from earlier this year where they were spying on Americans. The latest one, of course, is about spying on friendly world leaders. So here we go.
And now this message from your friends at the NSA.
Every click you make, every porn site break, Instagrams you take, each sick day you fake, I'll be watching you. At Farmville you cheat, you blog you don't eat meat, and it ain't no treat reading your lame tweets, I hate watching you. No need to be Facebook friends with me, 'cause Obama is, with his enormous ears, spied on the U.S. and we had success. But with you, I'll guess that we still know less than the Chinese do. Since George Bush, we have had to change the laws. You're in our sights, we are just like Santa Claus. I've seen that bromance between you two guys, and I have to admit, I know your real bra size. And you lied on Match.com to me. I know your new pin, I know every sin, and you just can't win. Your privacy has been like a Kardashian.
Yeah, Elena, I think when you go back to the original story, and there's been subsequent stories about it since the summertime, is the NSA people who use the technology to spy on previous romantic interests. That's probably the true bottom of the barrel, don't you think?
Well, they probably predicted the breakup of Bruce Jenner and whatever Kardashian he was married to long before we knew about it. So. Is that as useful in some ways?
If you want to deem that useful, you can go right ahead. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
Well, it would really would be good if they could tell if somebody was lying to you on Match.com. That would be useful. I think you need to but add a few years and a few pounds to almost what everybody claims on that.
Yeah, right. What else are you guys looking at? It's not like there's not a shortage of material out
there. We're unveiling our new song this weekend, I Don't Know How to Log In, to I Don't Know How to Love Him. And it's our new insights into the healthcare.gov website. So we'll hopefully have that for you next week.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Elena, have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. The latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.